This election season, Saturday Night Live has treated us with Kate McKinnon's Hillary Clinton and Alec Baldwin's Trump. And since 1975, SNL has given us their versions of presidents and politicians, some more believable than others, and some more beloved. Today, we'll be looking at a few of our favorites. Welcome to the CISO C Show. I'm Andrew Steven.
Chevy Chase as Gerald Ford.
Okay, so Chevy Chase wasn't exactly doing an impression, unless he was impersonating himself. If he didn't tell us he was playing President Ford, we might not have known it.
Here is your cognac, Mr. President.
Fred, you've been with me a long time now. I don't think on Christmas Eve you have to call me Mr. President anymore.
Mr. President, my name is Frank.
Frank?
What should I call you?
Well, how about Dr. President?
Okay,
I don't know.
Dr. President, the First Lady says that you should turn up the Christmas carols so that everyone can hear.
No problem there.
But in spite of his lack of accuracy, it still worked.
Mr. President, it's time for your Christmas Eve, your fireside chat with the nation.
Oh, yes. All right, fine. Thank you.
10 seconds, Mr. President. Oh. 5, 4,
my fellow Americans.
3, 2.
Merry Christmas to all of you and good evening.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Join me for this Christmas Eve. Perhaps sit with me by the fireside and spend this time together as I put up Jack and Susan's stockings and put the final ornament up on the White House tree. This will indeed be a wonderful Christmas for the entire nation, I hope. Peace and goodwill toward all men. And just put the final Christmas tree ornament on the tree. No problem.
Dan Aykroyd as Jimmy Carter.
And now, live from the White House, ask President Carter.
Dan Aykroyd's Jimmy Carter isn't much better than Chevy Chase's Ford. It's basically just a Southern accent. But I guess you can say that's an impression nonetheless.
Mr. President, our first call this week comes from Mrs. Edward Hobrat, or maybe it's Hobrat.
That's Horbath.
Mrs. Edward Horbath, excuse me, of Maple Trace, Kansas.
Hello, Mrs. Horbath.
Hello, Mr. President. How are you today?
Very fine. Could you turn your radio down, please?
Oh, yes.
Mrs. Horbath, do you have a question for the President?
Yes, sir. I'm an employee of the U.S. Postal Service in Kansas. Mm-hmm. Last year, they installed an automated letter sorting system called the Marvex 3000 here in our branch.
Yes.
But the system doesn't work too good. Letters keep getting clogged in the first-level sorting grid. Is there anything that can be done about this?
Well, Mrs. Horbath, Vice President Mondale and myself were just talking about the Marvex 3000 this morning, as a matter of fact. I do have a suggestion. You know the caliper post on the first grid sliding armature?
Yes.
Okay, there's a 3-digit setting there where the post and the armature meet. Now, when the system was installed, the angle of cross-slide was put at a maximum setting of 1. If you reset it at the 3 mark like it says in the assembly instructions, I think you'll solve any clogging problems in the machine.
Oh, thanks, Mr. President. By the way, I think you're doing it.
Phil Hartman as Ronald Reagan.
Harry Shearer played Reagan a few times, as well as Charles Rocket and even Randy Quaid. But it's Phil Hartman's that seems to be most remembered.
And finally, Mr. President, about the Iran-Nicaraguan connection. Some may wonder which was worse, your knowing or your not knowing.
Well, all I can say is I didn't know. And, well, we're trying to find out what happened because none of us know.
Well, thank you, Mr. President.
Well, I hope I've answered your questions as best I could, given the very little that I know. Goodbye, and God bless you.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you very much.
Splitsider, the comedy magazine, even said, quote, What made this one work was that he nailed the idea that, in public, Reagan played himself as a likable, doddering old man. But when the cameras were off, he could be vicious. One of the most pointed impersonations we've ever seen from a show that tends to be largely apolitical.
Okay, get back in here. All right, let's get down to business. I'm only going to go through this once, so it's essential that you pay attention. One, Casey.
Yes, sir.
You'll spearhead our new operation to fund the Contras. The C-5As with the tow missiles and grenade launchers will leave for South Africa at 0800 hours. I want you to supervise the loading. Two, Regan.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm afraid you're going to have to resign. But first you'll make a public statement supporting me, which I wrote myself. It's over there on the word processor. Just key in and press file. The code name is... Oh, all right, I'll do it for you. Now, any questions? Casper.
Hey, Mr. President, you're going so fast. There's still a lot about the Iran-Nicaragua operation. I just don't understand.
And you don't need to understand. I'm the president. Only I need to understand. Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
All right. Carlucci, you're new. Here's how we do things. The red countries are the countries we sell arms to. The green countries are the countries where we wash our money. The blue countries are the...
Excuse me, Mr. President, sir?
Yes?
It's your 11:30 photo opportunity, the little girl who sold the most Girl Scout cookies.
Damn! Okay, let's get it over with. Everybody out. Come on, move, move! This is the part of the job I hate.
Daryl Hammond as Bill Clinton.
This impression, like the next, is almost more memorable than the actual president. During his SNL tenure, Hammond seemed to be the go-to impressionist, imitating dozens of people. But this seems to be the one that everyone remembers. Well, it may be Al Gore. But he never became president.
Listen, Ron, the way I see it, I'm going to set the G7 straight. I'm going to fix the world economy, get peace in the Middle East, and then I'm going to bomb the hell out of Serbia. I am whooping some serious ass! What? Yeah, I just bit my lip and did the thumb thing. How'd you know? Oh, no. No, everything else is great, really. It seems like the loose ends are finally getting tied up and just... Oh, hi, darling. I gotta go.
Will Ferrell as George W. Bush.
Some people give credit to Will Ferrell for getting W elected a second time.
Live from the Clark Athletic Center at the University of Massachusetts, the first presidential debate. Here is moderator Jim Lehrer.
Sometimes it's hard to know which quotes and malapropisms came from the real President Bush and which ones are Ferrell's.
The next question is for you. 2 weeks ago, at a meeting of the Economic Club of Detroit, you said the following, quote, "More seldom than not, the movies gives us exquisite sex and wholesome violence that underscores our values. Every two child did. I will," end quote. What did you mean by that?
Pass.
Perhaps if you could see it on a monitor.
Pass.
Really? No idea what that could mean?
Could it be education?
Jim, I believe that what my opponent intended to say was that all too often the explicit sex and wholesale violence in films undermines our values.
Bingo. That was it. That was it.
I happen to agree with Governor Bush on that, and I commend him for it.
I don't know what that was all about. But I will tell you this. Don't mess with Texas.
I didn't mess with Texas.
Governor Bush, I listened very carefully to the Vice President's remarks, and I honestly do not believe he messed with Texas.
Jay Farrow as Barack Obama.
From Barack Obama.
I love Fred Armisen, but I was never a huge fan of his Barack Obama.
I'm Barack Obama.
The past few weeks, my transition team and I have been in Chicago, laying the groundwork for my presidency.
So I was ready for when Jay Farrow took over. Farrow didn't just mimic President Obama's cadence and figures of speech, but he perfectly matched Obama's voice and seemed to still come across as presidential in the midst of a comedy sketch.
This Tuesday, President Obama won re-election over Republican challenger Mitt Romney. Joining us now, President Barack Obama.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Good evening, my fellow Americans. Seth, how was your Tuesday night?
That was pretty good.
Not as good as mine. Mine was real good.
Now, were you surprised by the result?
A little. I mean, come on, Republicans, what happened? I mean, this election was yours to lose. I mean, 8% unemployment, $5 gas. I even gave you a one debate head start. And I mean, on top of that, I'm black. But you still couldn't take me out.
So how are you feeling heading into your second term?
I don't know, man. I feel great. You know, I'm not facing re-election, and I got nothing to lose. So look out, because from here on out, we do it my way. Republicans. Okay. All right. You don't want to talk about immigration reform? Okay. The number of older white men in this country is shrinking. Meanwhile, a Hispanic gay woman is born every 8 seconds. And there's another. Welcome to America, baby Juanita. One more vote for me.
So, Mr. President, do you think Republicans will
win? And as much as I like Alec Baldwin, personally, I'm looking forward to 4 and maybe 8 more years of Kate McKinnon as Hillary Clinton. Thanks for listening this week. As always, you can follow us on Twitter at CESO Show. That's SEESO Show. And don't forget to download, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. And vote. It's something you should do. I don't know why I'm talking like this. Maybe it's because I just listened to Obama. And I'm kind of in a weird cadence. I don't know. Anyways, have a good week. See you next time.
How are you? I'm Jamie Flam, and I'm the artistic director of the Hollywood Improv. Basically, that means I'm the one responsible for booking comedians, producing shows, and making sure every night at the club is magical. You might even call me the gatekeeper. Okay, so not really, but maybe, I don't know. Outside of my job at the Improv, I also perform and write comedy, which means I sit in front of many gatekeepers myself. It's an interesting dynamic, but it's helped me learn a lot as well. Now I host a podcast about it. Each week, I talk with bookers, producers, decision makers, performers, and more.
Hey, this is Cole Stratton.
This is Janet Varney.
This is Troy Conrad.
This is Todd Glass, and you're listening to Gatekeeper.
It's an inside look at the art of saying yes and no. Also, there are sound effects. Be sure to subscribe to Gatekeeper on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And you can find more info at SideshowNetwork.tv.